Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
We'll introduce you to the next hour's item right after a quick update here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The president talking about the deadly shooting in New York City.
President Trump in Scotland posts on social media Tuesday morning that he was briefed on the shooting that took place Monday evening in Midtown Manhattan, saying it's a place that he knows and loves. The president said he trusts law enforcement will determine why the suspect committed what he calls, quote, a senseless act of violence, and says his heart is with the families of the four victims. Police sources tell ABC the man who opened fire in the Manhattan office building that houses the NFL headquarters had a note claiming he suffered from the brain disease, CTE. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There is a suspect in custody in Nevada, and three people are dead following a shooting outside a casino in Reno. Hotel guests said they saw people running and screaming away from the resort's valet area Tuesday. The intense heat that's been blanketing much of the country will continue for at least another day for most of us. Federal Reserve has started its July two-day meeting. It's not expected to raise interest rates. This is ABC News. The Texas State Legislature continues meeting in special session with the intent of redrawing congressional districts to favor Republicans in upcoming elections. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from Dallas.
President Trump has made no secret of his desire to reshape congressional districts in nearly a dozen states.
Texas would be the biggest one.
With five potential new Republican seats in Congress at a town hall meeting Monday.
We should not be here today.
Democratic lawmakers like Sylvia Garcia slammed the idea.
You should be back in Austin passing legislation to support families in the Hill Country after the devastating flooding.
Democrats in the Texas legislature are still considering leaving the capital to keep a vote on redistricting from happening at all. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Detectives are distributing a sketch now of the suspect in the murder of a husband and wife on a hiking trail in Arkansas. Police have not said how they died, and the couple's two young daughters who were with them at the time were not hurt. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high near 90 today. We're well on our way. Looks like hot and humid conditions with a wind around 4 to 8 miles per hour this afternoon. A 30% chance of showers late tonight, a low of 66, and 72 Wednesday. Cool it off. And then Thursday through Sunday, sunny and 78 each day. Right now, WRCO, it's 81 degrees after a tenth of an inch of rain this morning. These items on sale for grace until 11:30 today. We'll introduce you to the next set of items. From Geraldine Colstead, these are always winners. We have 6 dozen cinnamon rolls collected throughout the next year. Oh, my goodness. That's a great steal there for Grace because it's priceless, right? 6 dozen cinnamon rolls from Geraldine Colstead. They are well known in these parts and have done a lot for community and for the charities through the years. From Wirtz Floor and Home, a $250 in-store gift card. That is for sale from now until 11:30. Thank you, Wirtz Floor and Home. From All American Do It Center, we have a butterfly chase lounge, 39 by 54 by 19. Again, you can see a picture of it online at our sources, WRCO.com, and also on the WRCO Facebook page. From Pulvey Farms, 8 pounds of steak, sirloin, rib, T-bone, New York strip. Beef is free-range, grass-fed through the summer. In the colder months, they are fed a mixture of alfalfa and grasses. Beef considered for harvesting are given a rationed amount of grain to enhance the best marbling. Pulvey Farms does not use hormones or scheduled antibiotics. So there you go. You can take the steak if you're the top bidder today at 11:30 from Pulvey Farms. Thank you very much. And from Bindle Tire and Auto, a standard four-wheel drive alignment. Parts not included, but a standard four-wheel alignment, courtesy of Bindle Tire and Auto, another local business that always goes to bat for us and for all kinds of great causes in the area. Thanks to Bill and the gang. There are some people around here that get out of line, so we might need to send them down to Bindles real quick. I'll tell you what. Also, the all-morning items, $500 bid on the Jensen Casting Fire Table, a $100 bid currently on the two Wisconsin Badger tickets for the game against Miami of Ohio Red Hawks on the 50-yard line, row 38, a $100 bid on that. So the Fire Table and the Badger tickets on sale until noon today, and the other items just introduced on sale until 11:30. Cinnamon rolls, Wirtz Floor and Home gift card, the Butterfly Chase Lounge, the steak, and the four-wheel drive alignment from Bindle Tire and Auto on sale today until 11:30. Well, there he is, Kenny, the wannabe baker. How you doing, man?
We're doing awesome, Phil.
Yeah, we are too. We're doing well. Thanks to the community for the support today.
Oh, there's been so much support and people I've talked to around the community and stuff. Really looking forward to the radio auction, and I'm just glad to be a little bit of a part of it.
Tell us about the Jensen Castings Fire Table.
That fire table is made right here in Richland Center. They've been here now about close to 10 years. They're going to be celebrating 10 years here in Richland Center.
Wow, that's hard to believe.
I helped start the plant here a few years ago, and just a great story behind that. They're probably creating 40 to 50 jobs right now in our community, and I'm assuming each one of those community members is very active, and everybody's touched by what Grace does, and that's just a little more motivation. Those guys put a lot of hard work into each and every fire table that goes out there, and they've always, whenever I've talked to the Jensen family, they've always been upfront that yes, we want to help out with Grace, and through their fire tables through the years, they've done very well. So pretty excited about it.
Describe the fire table, Kent, for people that aren't aware of it and how it works.
The fire table, this particular one is a bowl, and it's got LP burners in it, so it runs off of LP. It's got a really nice key operated, turn it on, light it, put it out on your patio. Very beautiful ambiance, gives off some nice heat, good thing in the evening, when it starts to cool down, or fall time, winter time. Actually, we've got a couple of them up at our cabin, and we use them quite frequently. They're an awesome item, and they're, like I said, they've been doing them now 8-10 years, and I've got one at my cabin that's been there from day one, and you just hit the button and away it goes.
So much nicer than filling me out there with trying to light a Kleenex and trying to get under some piece of wet wood trying to light a fire. I mean, this is instant.
Instant. You just make sure you got LP hooked up and turn the valve on, and some of them out there, they have igniter switch on it. This particular item, you turn the gas on, and then you got a long wick starter, and it starts right up, and it'll last, depending on the size of the tank, but definitely, I think this one's a 60,000 BTU, so it definitely gives off quite a bit of flame and heat, and so, yeah, a lot of enjoyment with them.
So it's good for a deck, patio, somewhere like that?
Deck, patio, a lot of people put them out on their decks. That's kind of where we've got ours at, and set some nice chairs around it, and enjoy the evening, and just a good vibe.
Especially with our cool falls and our cool springs, I'm guessing you can stay outside a little longer at night, can't you?
Oh, exactly,
you?
And it's easy. You don't have to sit around and either douse your fire or that. You just turn it off and you just, make sure it's extinguished, and you can go to bed, assured that something's not going to happen.
Right.
So, yeah, there are a lot of they're all fully tested, by a third party tester. So they go through all the scrutiny, and which is really important to Jensen Castings. They want to make sure that they're selling a top of the notch product. I mean, these products are sold all over the country, even internationally, California, New York. We just happen to be very proud that we do have a factory. It's a U.S. manufacturing facility here in the United States. So that was a big component of me becoming part of it, and they stick to that. And like I said, they're employing 40 to 50 people that live, eat, and breathe in Richland Center.
Yeah, it's amazing that they ship all over the world. I mean, I knew that they went outside the area, but I had no idea that they're world-renowned.
Yeah. I mean, I know into Canada products shipped, and they sell through various retail companies around the country, Restoration Hardware being one of them. I know in the past, Room and Board has been there, Crate and Barrel. But yeah, if you go on to their website, realflame.com, you'll find a whole array of outdoor products along with indoor fire tables. Or fireplaces, I'm sorry. So yeah, they're very entrenched, very big part of that industry.
Great. We'll have more from Ken coming up here in just a little bit. If Bo is ready, I think we can recap the winning bidders from the previous half hour.
Take them in just a second.
Go ahead there, Bo.
Hey, Phil, thanks. So we started off with the Diane Nautical Cheesecake, $150. That's a rich cheesecake. Also, we had the spider slash cow slash art. That was like, you know, that thing. That went for $100 to bidder 550. So congratulations. You beat both me and Hank. Also, the John Deere. That went for $75 to 655. That tool set for kids. Also, the Richland Locker. That certificate sold for $90 to bidder 280. And finally, bidder 665 is going to the Dance Elite concert. They won with a winning bid of $35. So, pretty successful.
Yeah, it was.
And we're still seeing things go up. 600 right now on the fire table. And still, $100. That's a steal on those Badger tickets. So, room for growth.
On sale until noon today. Thank you, Bo. Right now, an opening bid of $150. I don't know if it's an opening bid, but that's what the current bid is on the 6 dozen cinnamon rolls from Geraldine Colstead. $100 for the $250 in-store gift card from Wirtz Floor and Home. A $100 bid on the All-American Do It Center Butterfly Chase Lounge. We have a $150 bid for the steaks, 8 pounds of steak, sirloin, ribeye, T-bone, New York strip from Polvy Farms. Looking for an opening bid on the standard four-wheel drive alignment from Bindle Tire and Auto. Ken, I know you're on the auction committee as well. Just amazing how people step up this time of year for Grace.
Truly amazing. I've got on the committee about 3 years ago, and it just, you know, I guess I became part of Grace. You know, my dad, you know, had cancer, and I remember the first time I went there with him, and we went around the track, and he was pushing a friend of his in a wheelchair. The next year, a friend of his was pushing him around in that wheelchair, and I just kind of gravitated toward it. And yes, our community, for a small community, we really step up. I mean, we've had some really nice in-kind donations, items donated every year that, you know, I think everybody, you know, kind of on the same page. They really understand, you know, where this is going to and how it benefits our community.
Yeah, it really does. And that's the unfortunate thing. It's not hard to think of somebody that, you know, has suffered through cancer, a cancer journey, and people that have been touched by Grace, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I run into people all the time, you know, they're like, absolutely, you know, and, you know, I don't always ask, but, you know, you kind of know that everybody in our community is touched one way or another through cancer. And Grace has really stepped up, and our community has stepped up, and just glad to be a part of it. And a lot of the, you know, folks that I call on, they get that too. So it's awesome.
I know you've been working hard at the auditorium. Can you give us a quick update on what's going on there?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yesterday, we were up in Minneapolis and got a bunch of our new chairs and brought them down today and had some really good help, again, from our Hornet football. You know, so shout out to Hornet Football Nation. It was awesome. I just finished up with that. I was in the back of a truck for a while, but yeah, it's coming along. We got one more shipment to do, reworking the floor. So yeah, excited about later this fall of having the chairs installed and just a little more comfortable seating. Took out the old wooden seats, which, you know, they service themselves very well, well over 100 years. But it was time to move on to something a little more comfortable. And, you know, we're excited about next year. I think right now we've got over 20 things scheduled for next year, you know, whether it be music or magicians or plays. So yeah, we're trying to pump it up and kind of make the auditorium a go-to place.
And that also dovetails into a little promo for the next half hour. We're looking ahead a little bit, but you have some of those classic seats for sale around the community, and you're going to donate some for Grace.
Oh, absolutely. I think you know, we talked about that and thought that would be nice to offer those for grace, because, you know, everybody's got a, you know, a lot of folks have been through the auditorium and probably sat in those seats. And, you know, at this time we've taken the seats out and we've saved back some of them that were in good, you know, good condition. And, you know, they just make a great item for in your man cave or, you know, in your garage, you know, just as a memorabilia, you know, kind of a shout out to, you know, the folks that kicked that thing off back over 100 years ago.
Isn't that something? So you can have a piece of history. Again, that's coming up in the next half hour. We'll be back with more on the auction coming up. Let's give you a quick update. $175. The cinnamon rolls from Geraldine Colstead at $175. $100 for the Wirtz Lauren Home gift card. $100 for the Butterfly Chase Lounge. The Pulvey Farm steak at $150. Looking for a bid on the Bindle Tire and Auto four-wheel drive alignment. We should buy that for Henry. He gets out of line quite a bit there, Ken. So.
Yeah, you know, did they donate just one? Because he could use multiples.
Yeah, multiples, like a weekly alignment.
Exactly.
We'll be back with more in a moment during the Walk with Grace, day two of the 2025 auction.
Live from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the coffee's hot, the music's country, and the company's local.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Bascobel is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Bascobel or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Get ready for Youth Archery Day this Saturday with the Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Richland Center Archery Club. Registration is from 9:30 until 10 with archery gun shooting, blood trailing, axe throwing, shed horn finding, and fish catching from 10 until 2. Lunch is at noon and equipment is available for kids who need it. And don't miss the Hunting Heritage Guns and Bingo Night Friday, August 15th. For more information, call Jim Birch at 475-4963 or visit richlandcenterarchery.com. Those fellas were in the morning show studios yesterday talking about that upcoming youth event, the Archery Club. 220, the bid on the cinnamon rolls from Geraldine Kohlstead. 150 for the Wirtz Floor and Home gift certificate. In fact, that's still $100 under value. $100 for the Butterfly Chase Lounge. 160 for the steaks. And we have a $45 bid for the four-wheel drive alignment from Bindle Tire and Auto. Now, the all-morning items, $600, the bid for the Fireball from Jensen Casting, and $100 for the Badger tickets. Kent, $600, that's well below retail for that
event. Yes, exactly. I believe that unit's retails for around $4,400. It's made out of a really robust self-consolidated concrete, top tier components in it, comes with a cover. It's very heavy duty, and hopefully some folks will find the value of that, and not only that, but just where that money's going to.
So you can cover it up in the winter time and just leave it there on your deck, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And like that's what we do with ours. Actually, we've got one under cover now, so we don't have to worry about that one. But the other one, we put the cover over it during the winter months. But sometimes, we'll get it out. You know, if it's 30, 35 degrees out and we want to hang outside, we just pop the fire table on, and it's kind of nice, nice in the middle of the winter.
You know, if I had room, that'd be excellent for covering high school football when it gets to be like early November, you know? Oh. Have that fire table with me. You know, it'd be heavy to carry up the booth, though.
Well, it would be good, but, you know, I've seen you guys in that predicament. You know, your teeth are chattering. I kind of get the gist of what you're trying to tell us going on in that football game.
I think it's worse in the spring with baseball and softball sometimes with that wind blowing across the diamond.
The wind blowing. Yeah, you guys definitely had your challenges this early spring.
It was absolutely something else. Yeah, exactly. So up the bid at 600, increments of $500, $600 bid. That fire table is on sale until noon today. We hope some people will step up to the challenge.
Absolutely. Sure appreciate everybody's effort out there, so thank you very much.
Indeed. Thanks for coming down today, Kent.
You bet. Everybody have a great day.
We appreciate it. Kent Hadson joining us. Thanks for all you do. Again, we'll be selling off some of those old seats from the auditorium as well. A great conversation piece and a great part of Richland Center history. We'll be doing that between 11:30 and noon today among the items. Just looking ahead briefly, you can scan ahead and you can shop, in your mind maybe something you'd like to bid on during our WRCO updates, Facebook and WRCO.com, showing those items, showing some pictures, and we will again be adding some items along the way too. So stay tuned for that. There are some items. When we put the whole list together, we knew that there were some places on Thursday and Friday where we would have some openings, and we're getting that all together now. So we've got plans for some really cool stuff to wrap up the week and really have a culmination of grace and this radio auction this week. 220 on the cinnamon rolls, 150 on the Wirtz Floor and Home gift card, 100 on the Butterfly Chase Lounge. Again, that's a good bid, but we could use more from the All-American Do It Center Butterfly Chase Lounge. You can lounge away the rest of the summer in that. 160 on the steaks. These are some quality steaks. And $45 bid on the standard four-wheel drive alignment from Bindle Tire and Auto. That is yours. If you up the bid, please, it's right now at $45. Thanks for joining us today on WRCO for the annual Walk with Grace radio auction. This half hour's items will culminate here at 11:30.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't
so hard to breathe, so I just did the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, 'cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hit myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your table's ready for a full helping of country and community.
We're in the studios today with friends helping out Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The walk comes up on August 8th, the Survivors Night, Captain's Night on August 6th, which is a Wednesday night at the Phoenix Center. So it's coming down to the culmination, the celebration of Grace and all the good it does in our community. But we're doing some good today, and here are the bids as we approach the final couple of minutes for these items, which go off sale today at 11:30. $220 bid, $220 on the 6 dozen cinnamon rolls collected throughout the next year from Geraldine Colstead. $160 the bid on the $250 in-store gift card from Wirtz Floor and Home. A $100 bid on the Butterfly Chase Lounge from All American Do It Center. The steaks holding steady at $160. Again, that's 8 pounds of steak, sirloin, ribeye, T-bone, New York strip. The beef is free-range, grass-fed through the summer. In the colder months, they are fed a mixture of alfalfa and grasses. Beef considered for harvesting are given a rationed amount of grain to enhance the best marbling. Pulvey Farms does not use hormones or scheduled antibiotics. These are quality steaks. Good stuff. Sink your teeth into them, but you got a bit more than $160. We're down to just over a minute left in these items, and $75 the bid on the Bindle Tire and Auto Standard 4-Wheel Drive Alignment. We'll focus on these items because they're off sale now in 1 minute. Your chance to up it right now. Looks like somebody's upping this cinnamon roll. Stay tuned. $160 for the Wirtz Floor and Home gift card. Undervalue on that one. $100 on the Chase Lounge. $160 on the steaks. $75 on the Bindle 4-Wheel Drive Alignment. Now the cinnamon rolls are at $240. $240. Thank you very much. All of our phone answerers are tied up right now, so keep trying. 608-647-2111. And now a line opens up right down to the wire. $240 on the cinnamon rolls. $160. Now make it $200 on the Wirtz Floor and Home gift card. $200 on that. Also, the Chase Lounge at $100. The steaks at $160. That's a bargain. $75 for the 4-wheel drive alignment. Here we go, down to the wire. We've got two answers answering. And again, if you're on the line at the end, you can still bid. It's time to say, phones down. Phones down on the 11 to 11:30 items. We'll set the stage with some brand new items right after a quick update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Office workers in Manhattan are still talking about yesterday's New York City high-rise shooting.
From the building, you just see people running. That's what it was. People inside the building were saying that they heard someone, they thought someone fell down the stairs, and then they realized it wasn't just stairs, it was someone shooting a gun.
The gunman opened fire in the lobby of the building on Park Avenue, then took the elevator to the 33rd floor where he continued firing, killing four, wounding one, before taking his own life. Police say he had a note on him claiming to have CTE and believing the NFL was somehow responsible. The NFL's offices are in that building. The Trump administration is proposing revoking a scientific finding that has long been the basis for regulating greenhouse gas emissions under the Clean Air Act. The EPA rule has been around since 2009. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says it needs to be rewritten. A cooling jobs picture. Labor Department reporting employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies last month, less than in May. This is ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
In sports, the Cubs jumped out in front with three runs in the first, but the Brewers came back to win 8-4. Quinn Priester starts the second game of the series tonight. And the Brewers traded one of their minor league prospects to Tampa Bay for catcher Danny Jansen. The deal was announced yesterday. Jansen, a graduate of Appleton West High School, so he'll be a backup to William Contreras down the stretch for the Brewers. Weather-wise, a high near 90 later on today, hot and humid. Today, tonight, 66 and a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Right now, it is 83.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
The Walk with Grace auction continues until noon today. Here are the items that we're currently selling. First of all, from the Baraboo Senior Citizen Organization, we have two dinner theater tickets for the noon show donated by Red Higgins and Molly B. That needs an opening bid on that. Let's see. We also have Richland Center City Auditorium seats. Kent talked about that in the last half hour. Own a piece of history. Three original seats from the Richland Center City Auditorium dating back to 1913, 1914 era. We have an opening bid of $200. Thank you very much. The Utter Brothers $20 gift card is on sale. We have a $20 opening bid. Troxel Farms donating the Elusive Escape Rooms, Wisconsin Dells. Select from any of the seven different fully immersive themed rooms. According to TripAdvisor, this is the number one escape room in the state of Wisconsin. Good stuff. Again, Elusive Escape Rooms, Wisconsin Dells. You can have a lot of fun with that with family and friends. We need an opening bid on that and a gift certificate for three dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm. They're on sale now until noon. We have an opening bid of $25. Oakwood Fruit Farm will have a soft opening for the bakery coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week from 9 until 2. So you can go right there and get your donuts, but you can be the first to buy them this year because you can buy them from the Grace Auction and all of the money going to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. We have a $650 bid on the Jensen Casting Fire Pit Table, and that is on sale until noon today. The Badger tickets donated by DJ's Quick Stop, two Wisconsin Badger football tickets for the August 28th game against the Red Hawks of Miami of Ohio, right on the 50-yard line, row 38. You can give Coach Luke Fickle some advice right there. They're at $100 on sale now. Let's now go to the Morning Show studios. WRCO's Bo Hendricks standing by with an update on how the 11 to 11:30 items went.
Hey, Phil, it's good to be back. Another successful segment that we just finished up with, and we'll start off with the big news, the cinnamon rolls. They're worth every cent, and they went for a good amount. They went for $250 to bidder 550. We have the Wurtz that went for $200 to bidder 170. The Butterfly sold for $100 to bidder 395. The Steak, $165 to bidder 105. And finally, the Alignment, $75 to bidder 235. So that wraps up another successful segment. And looking at where we're at on the big items this hour, our current bid on the Fire Pit, $650. That definitely can go up. Also, the Badger tickets. Right now, they're a steal. They're at $100. Would love to see that go up as well to support, you know, the Badgers and Grace.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Badgers started practice this morning for their fall workout, getting ready for the season. And they'll be ready for that first game. You'll be there on hand, and you can watch and do play-by-play and color commentary from the stand. So those are the items, all of them now, on sale until noon today. Keep our phone answerers busy as we come down to the wire, down to the stretch. $40 bid now for the Oakwood Fruit Farm, 3 dozen donuts. $40 the bid on that particular thing. All right, now let's look at community calendar as we have the time. Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry Truck is at Alibi's Bar and Grill in Cazenovia from 12:30 until 1:30 today. The truck will also be at the Boaz Community Building parking lot tomorrow from 11 until noon. If you're the main caregiver of a person living with dementia, you can join a Grace for Living at Home with Dementia today from noon until 1. For more information, you can call 608-276-4660. You can attend that event online. The Richland Hospital and Clinics inviting families to beat the heat and enjoy 3 free pool days this summer, including today at the Muscadet Municipal Pool. A great opportunity for you there to enjoy and beat the heat, perhaps. Muscadet American Legion Post 85 Burgers in the Park will be held on Wednesday from 3:30 until 8. A Red Cross blood drive will be held coming up later this week. They're going to be on hand at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green Friday from 11:30 until 5:30. Appointments preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. During the month of August, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society will be taking part in Clear the Shelters, an event hosted by NBC to help get shelter pets into loving homes. Break bread with community members at a free community meal Friday at 5:30 at the Other Door in Viroqua, Vernon County's drop-in center. And performances of community players' Little Shop of Horrors scheduled for again this weekend, Friday through Sunday, 7 o'clock, both Friday and Saturday night shows, and 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. Tickets available at the door, $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of 2 adults and any number of children. Tickets can be bought online at eventbrite.com and search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The show is not recommended for smaller children. There you go. That's an update on today's community calendar, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Here is an update on the current items for sale. $200 for the seats from the Richland Center Auditorium, $20 for the Utter Brothers gift card. We have a $120 bid now. Thank you for the Elusive Escape Rooms. That's a pass for six. And it's a chance for you to select from any of the seven different fully immersive themed rooms. And $40 for an Oakwood Fruit Farm gift certificate for three dozen donuts. Eileen Stevens, Grace President, how's it going? How are things happening? What's hot and happening in the other room there?
Hey, it's going good. We want to get that fire pit up there because that's a $4,500 value. And I think we might have some matches coming in for that from what I'm gathering.
Okay.
But we'll check on that. And then, Utter Brothers, that's a great gift card to get. They're going to be at the walk, so you could use it that night.
Good point.
They're at some of the events around town, so it'd be a great one to get that for.
Okay. So right now, $750 the bid on the fire pit, and also $100 on the Badger tickets. They're on sale until noon today. Can you help us? All right, 647-2111. We'll let you get back because I know it might start to get busy. It always seems to the last like 10, 15 minutes, doesn't it?
It does. It's very busy.
Good luck. All right, maybe I better buy something. Maybe I'll butter up June with a John Denver song.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a kind of low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo! Hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farm and tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. The day he died, and took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
And grinning there with John Denver. It might have helped me maybe bid on something this week. I don't know. We'll see. I could own a piece of Richland Center history if I bid above $200 for the three original seats from the Richland Center Auditorium, going back to the year of 1913, 14, and they'd make a great addition to a man cave. Now, I know, June, I don't have room in my man cave right now, but I'm thinking of building on. So maybe. Anyway, Richland Center City Auditorium. Think of all the performers that have been on that stage at the auditorium. You think about Liberace. There have been some country giants. Marty Robbins was there once. Hank Snow was there. They say that Houdini was, maybe he's still there. I don't know. Houdini was there. So you could say that maybe Houdini sat in one of these seats. Think about it. Boy, that should drive it up. $200. Oh, he is elusive, that's for sure. And I wonder how Houdini would have done in these elusive escape rooms the Troxel Farms have donated. I'm guessing he could have gotten out of there. It's a six-pack for six different family and friends. You can be a part of it. You choose the themed room. And again, according to TripAdvisor, the number one escape room in the state of Wisconsin, donated by Troxel Farms, the elusive escape rooms. Another way to do it would be like, take your family and friends and then take Henry Bray. You're locked in a room with him. How quickly can you get out of there? I think you could probably work on that, couldn't you?
You're trying to sell the item, right?
It does not come with Henry. No,
Henry sorry. Not included.
No, that's right, exactly. So sold separately. Oakwood Fruit Farm, $40 for the 3 dozen donuts. Gift certificate from Oakwood Fruit Farm right now, $40 is the asking price. Please help us out here today. And we could use a bid for the noon show for Molly B. It's on December 7th. Two dinner theater tickets for the Polka Queen, Molly B. It is a fun show. This would be a great gift for someone, for mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. Maybe you know somebody that likes to get out and dance. That's music for all ages. And you get fed as well. So we need a bid on that, an opening bid. And that's provided to us by the Baraboo Senior Citizen Organization for the Molly B. Show. Molly will, I'm sure, even come out and, who knows? Maybe she'll sit on your lap and play the accordion. There you go. Give it a try. Give it a bid right now at 647-2111. Coming down to the wire on the fire pit, we've just had a challenge coming in. They're watching that fire pit, and they've seen it grow to $750. So in the next 13 minutes, they're saying if we could get that fire pit to $1,000, it's from the Richland Thrift Shop, the thrift shop at Richland Center. They will provide a $500 match. They will put $500 into the Grace Kitty if we can get that fire pit to $1,000. Right now it's at $750. We've got a ways to go. 608-647-2111. That would really be making some money for Grace. And the Badger tickets, $125 for the Badger football game. Their opener, August 28th, less than a month away on the 50-yard line. That's a $125 bid. We'll have more of the update as we come down to the wire here during morning number two of the Grace Auction.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what?
Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
An auction update here today from WRCO Radio. We have a $25 bid on the Molly B tickets for the dinner show coming up on December 7th. Can you help us out? $25 is the bid on that for two dinner theater tickets. The meal alone is worth a lot of money. And then the show, well, that's priceless with Molly B. The Richland Center City Auditorium seats holding steady at $200 right there. You can get your seats from the old auditorium. Who knows who might have sat in them, right? Maybe there's some vintage gum underneath that that little Ken Adsett put on there when he was a kid. I think he cleaned it off, though. $20 gift card for the Utter Brothers gift card. $20 gift card is at $30. The escape rooms at $130. And the 3 dozen donuts from Oakwood, that certificate is at $50. All right. Thank you much. We're up to $1,000 on the fire table. $1,000. And so, as we mentioned, that was a challenge from the Richland Thrift Shop, the Thrift Shop in Richland Center, with a $500 donation now because we got that to $1,000. You want to up it? We'd love to see that. $1,000 for the fire pit. Working hard for Grace. And again, it's well below value. It's right around $4,500 retail price. $125 on the Badger football tickets, donated so generously by DJ's Quick Stop. Denny Jacks, generously getting involved in a lot of area auctions and charities and whatnot, and always given to Grace. So we appreciate that. $125 bid for those Badger tickets. You'll have them in hand. You'll be able to go and sit there and eat your popcorn and enjoy the game there from the 50-yard line, row 38. So it looks like the Molly B dinner tickets have jumped now to $50. $50. For that Baraboo Senior Citizen Organization donation. We're at $200 for the seats in the Richland Center City Auditorium. That has held steady there. What a great piece of history you have. It's a conversation piece. Maybe you can make your own theater and start with some of the seats there. $30 for the Utter Brothers gift card, $130 on the escape room, and $50 for the donuts as well. And we'll update you with more in a moment. The phone calls are coming in fast and furiously this morning here during day number two.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Regular features continue. Our news at noon right around the bend in 6 minutes. And we'll also update you, recap all of the things from day number two here in the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Auction. And we talk with Grace board members and committee members each and every month. And unfortunately, sadly, there is such a need. In fact, I believe the last time Alan Kaschubski was on with us, and they had 13 requests that month for folks needing help with gas cards, maybe help with a phone bill, power bill, just to help kind of get back on their feet. And so 13 of those in 1 month. And you think about all the money that Grace raises, it is spent, that's for sure, for all of the cancer people on the cancer journey, cancer survivors, and trying to help out the cause is what we do here. And great to facilitate it here, the annual Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Auction. We're at $60 now for the Molly B. Dinner Theater. Tickets coming up on the 7th of December, $60 that bid. The seats, $200. You can pick your seats coming up here, and for more than 200, we need an increment of five for that. So $200 the current bid, $30 for the Utter Brothers gift card, $150 now for the escape rooms donated by Troxel Farms, $150, and the donuts up to $70. They're working hard. The fire table at $1,000. And again, we have the match from the thrift shop making that a $1,500 item, but up it from $1,000, and you can own it here today. And the Badger football tickets at $125. Good stuff here on a Tuesday. It's going to be another memorable day for Grace. We'll be back at you again tomorrow, 10 until noon, and we're guaranteeing no lightning strikes tonight. So we don't have any perils in line this evening that could give us a little bit of indigestion early in the morning as it did this morning. But again, thanks to local contractors, Genuine Telecom and Strang Heating and Electric, doing a good job with their service, getting us back up and running here for our auction today. $60 for the Molly B tickets, $200 for the seats, $30 for the Utter Brothers card, $200 for the escape rooms, and $70 for the 3 dozen donuts from Oakwood. Can you help us up any of these items down to the last stretch here? Just over 3 minutes left before we say phones down during our news at noon. The Fire Pit Bowl at $1,000. The Jensen Castings, your chance to have one here in the county from the locally made and locally produced great item there. And Ken talked about Jensen Casting earlier this hour and all that they do. Fascinating stuff. It would be a great tour sometime to see what they do and how they do it. $125 on the Badger football tickets. Down to the wire on these. And the last chance for you to get those. You're in the last couple of minutes for the Grace auction. Look ahead, scroll ahead. We'll be giving you more chances to bid and win bids tomorrow and all the way through Friday here with some really excellent items. We've had some calls this morning wondering about items forthcoming and people getting bidder numbers, so they're well ready to go. $220 now in the escape rooms. Thank you from Troxel Farms, the escape rooms. Again, seven different chances. If you've been there before, you've got a chance to try another one and how it works. It's a great community building thing. Great teamwork. I'm not sure how the WRCO staff would do. We'd probably sit in the corner and cry, but you're probably able to figure it out. $70 for the Molly B tickets right now, down to the last couple of minutes here today. $200 for the auditorium seats, $30 on the Utter Brothers gift card, $220 on the escape rooms, $75 on the Oakwood donuts, $1,000 on the fire table. You can own it. You've got a little chance to get in under the wire here. And $125 for the Wisconsin Badger football tickets as well. We'd like to see that one go a little higher perhaps here today, down to the last minute and a half here of the Grace auction. When we say phones down, you are out of luck. So no chance to cry about it, I guess. You've got to move on, right? We'll see. See if we can get a loan and get a couple of those up there at the end of the wire. $75 for the Molly B tickets. Good value there. Again, that's the dinner and that's the show. Molly B doing the polka for you and playing the beer barrel polka. Doing the I've Got a Polish Boyfriend polka. And maybe her best, the Mozart's polka. That's a good one, too. She'll be playing all of those during that show on December 7th. $75, the deal on that. $200 for the seats in the auditorium. $30 from Utter Brothers gift card. $220 on the escape room. $75 on the Oakwood donuts. We're down to the final 30 seconds. Your last chance here. Thanks to the Baraboo Senior Citizen Organization. Molly B. Tickets at $75. The Richland Center City Auditorium Group. $200. Our moving in new seats as we speak. The old ones for sale now for the last seconds. Utter Brothers gift card at $30, $220 on the escape rooms, $75. Thank you so much to Oakwood Fruit Farm, Troxel Farms, Utter Brothers, Richland Center City Auditorium, Baraboo Senior Citizen Organization, the Fire Table from Jensen Casting at $1,000, and DJ's Quick Stops Badger tickets at $125. Time to say, phones down. Thank you very much. It's been another fun day. Bo Hendricks will have a recap during our news at noon with Joanne Krulatz, which is next. Vilni inviting you to join us tomorrow for more fun with the auction.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. Also by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 82 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Office workers in Manhattan are still talking about yesterday's New York City high-rise shooting.
From the building, you just see people running. That's what it was. People inside the building were saying that they heard someone, they thought someone fell down the stairs, and then they realized